Now, it talks about the 12 lineage. It generally it talks about how we can born in the this realm and how we are getting out of the this realm. So they talk about the 12 lineage. Twelve lineage means that it talks about how we will born and how we'll get, how we can elaborate on the samsara. So it talks about how we will born in the samsara. So that's why it talks about the 12 lineage. The first is talk the ignorance. So 12 lineage. 12 lineage, it talks about the, how we are born in the samsara. So it's because of the karma. How does the karma come? Karma comes from the ignorance. So that's why they keep the ignorance as the first 12 lineage. So what is the ignorance? Now question comes. So that's why the different Buddhist school have a different ideas of the ignorance. Some of the Buddhist schools, the higher Buddhist school, they used to say that ignorance is the thought which apprehend the truly existent. Apprehension of the truly existent or grasping the truly existent. This is a new word I learned this time. What they call the apprehension of the truly existent. Denzin. Tibetan we call the Denzin. Before I don't know how to translate that. Here they call like that. So that is the apprehension of the truly existent of the self. Self apprehending as the truly existent. That's called the ignorance that the higher Buddhist school. Now if you look from the specially like a lower school like a Vaivashik, Chittamava. So it's saying that the ignorance is something is just not knowing. From also this is also idea is supported by the Umarang Yuba also supported that idea. But if you look from the highest the school from the Prasangika point of view, it says that the apprehension of the truly existent, which grasps that the self as the truly existent, that's called ignorance. So that's why the ignorance. So that's why it's called that the, when you grasp the self as the truly existent, that is called the prasangika point of view. It's saying that that is the ignorance. But the from the if you look with Umarang Yuba, they call Sautantika. So they say that ignorance means that when you are not knowing the reality. Once you are not knowing the reality, or once you are not knowing the truth, that is the ignorance. So they have the different views about the definitions of the ignorance in the Buddhist schools. Okay, so that's why. This is one story. At the time of the Buddha, there's one monk. He's a quite senior and old monk, but he have a very lack of the understanding of the Buddhist philosophy. He don't want to understand anything, but he been the monks in the quite long, so he become the senior monk. But in the reality that he have a very lack of knowledge of the Buddha's teaching. So at that time, Buddhist time, they have a one tradition that when they invite the monks and the monks and the nuns for the food, after they offer the food, they have to give some teaching for the benefactor. So what happened is that when the senior monks have no knowledge at all of the Buddha's teaching and the Buddhist philosophy, so then some benefactor offered him the food. And after the offering the food, the benefactors also were now the waiting for him to give some talk. So what happened is that he was so frustrated because now they are waiting for him to talk, give a talk. And they are waiting for him to give them the teaching. So then he said the one thing. Actually, he was so suffered. He have to talk something that he don't have any idea of that topic. So he said the one thing. Not knowing is the suffering of the not knowing. You got my point. He said that the not knowing is the suffering of the not knowing. He said that he still have no knowledge. So he said that having a non-knowledge is the suffering of the non-knowledge. Something like that. In Tibetan, Mishe Bani, Mishe Vidungelo. He said that it's something like the ignorance is the suffering of the ignorance. Something like that. He said that. But the benefactor, what he was, are totally different. He got a very deep understanding of that word. And the monk who was giving the teaching, he have just said that what with the, he's desperate. So desperate, and he said that the benefactor who was listening to his talk, he had got the realization. So funny, but one reality. That's but I like it very much that Walter is saying, because he didn't tell any lie. But I'm sure that he can tell the lie and make some of the understanding and mix up with some idea and he can teach. But he told the very truth that he very suffered. So he was that suffered because of the not having the knowledge, because of the ignorance he suffered. So say that the ignorance is the suffering of the ignorance. He said the very true thing. But the benefactor who was listening to his teaching got a realization. Really, he understands that ignorance is the cause of the suffering. From ignorance, all the samsara starts. He heard that. So sometimes person who can understand, you with the small, the explanation, they can understand. Person who cannot understand, even you give the very long lecture, maybe 3 or 4 hours, they won't understand anything. First day, when I reached in America, first day, then I came and they came. The, when I reached the first day in America, and they came to me, pick up from airport, then dropped me to the apartment. Then the test, first day, maybe a few hours later, I reached from airport, maybe 1 hour later, reached in the apartment. And so then they gave me the one for use for, they gave me the one cell phone to use. And America's system is that they have to buy the phone and the SIM all together, the smartphone. So then I told that I'm not very good at the smartphone, using the smartphone. Can you just change for the some phone, that the ordinary one? I know that moment if I say that I don't use the smartphone, I know that it won't go into their mind. It is useless to explain that why I don't use it. So many explanations. So I just say that I'm not very good at using the smartphone. So that moment, I think they thought that really I'm quite stupid who have no knowledge of how to use the smartphone. Definitely, they might thought that. So slowly, slowly, now they are getting, and I'm spending months, and now they exactly they know my lifestyle. So now, so that's my point is that if you they can understand the people in the even in the one short word, they can understand. But sometimes you have to know that once they cannot understand it, so it is better to make it a very clear and a very simple, not make it very complicated. So if I say that I don't use the smartphone, then they will ask the surprise, and then when I go to explain it first day, so it will make very complicated for them because they don't know me at all. I don't know them at all, just meeting the first time. So slowly now 2 or 3 weeks staying, but now they understand me much better than. But now it's very easy why I'm not using, they're getting the more and more understanding. So something like that, yeah. So now that he said that the monks, when the senior monks, we talk the ignorance. But the ignorance, as I told you before, the ignorance, now the what is the ignorance? Now if you look from the prasangika point of view, the ignorance is the apprehension of the truly existent. When you grasp the self as a truly existent, that's the ignorance. That the ignorance, then the it will, with that, ignorance will bring the more bad karma, negative. That's a prasangika point of view. The sutantika point of view, they say the ignorance and not knowing. Once you have a not knowing the reality, that's the ignorance. So that's the ignorance. The definition of the ignorance will be different among the Buddhist schools. Among the Buddhist schools, they have a different definition of the ignorance. But at one point, it looks that really, really the ancient that great masters from the 2000 years, that these great masters really did a very great research on the how the ignorance works. Really great. From ignorance, now the second comes to now, I think second linkage, it's about a karma. Isn't it the second linkage? Yeah, I think it talks about ignorance. And they see the compositional factors, that's the karma. A compulsion of factors, so it's ignorance, yeah. Today's topic, I think in the monastery, they will study at the, they don't know, change. I think they will monastery in the 6 or 7 years. Six or not, just 1 second. Or the fourth or fifth year, they will study this 12 language in monastery. No, for the 5 year, this school. For the 5 year. Six or seven years, yeah. When we teach in the monastery, this 12 language at least will take 1 month. This subject 12 language. Now we are going to finish that in the 2 or 3 the sessions. We will finish that. In the monastery, what we teach, the very debate schools on the very debate, like ignorance. Now we first will ask the definition, then we will ask about the definitions, and then we will debate about the which is right and which is wrong. So that makes a very, the teaching, the when we teach, then it takes a very long time to explain the 12 language. So generally, the conclusion. It's when whatever debate, if you debate 20 days or 30 days, but the conclusions come there. So I'm giving you the conclusion. So basic conclusion or idea. Okay, yeah. So we're talking, yeah, compositional factors. Not called that, that's a comma. Those the positive comma will bring the. So this all the compositional factor is that the noun, the comma. They will be the. Now when you were born in the samsara, they will be the, with the commas. So that comma, the these ignorance will be the motivate the compositional factor. What we call the comma, it motivate the comma. So the motivate the comma means that when we have to, when the person is going to born in the samsara with the comma, positive or negative or what these comma, then they will born in the samsara. Few days back, I had a radio show over here. So the person who radio show, the person who asked me the question, he asked the one question that as you are the reincarnated Lama. So he told me that he wants to reincarnate in the born in the Italy in the next life. Is this possible? He asked me that question. Yeah, I thought very possible. You have a choice. You can born. You have a choice. Very possible. So yeah. So that's something like that. We have a choice. Wherever we want to born, we have the choice. But the only that how we have to choose, that's the question. The choosing is that the mainly the karma, that we have to choose the right karma, so then we can bond. So that's why the second factor is comes the karma. With a positive karma, then we can bond. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a second thing. Now the compositional factor. Now that is a compositional factor and the karma, what the difference? All karmas are not the composition factor. I'm talking about a second linkage. All karma are not the second linkage. The second linkage, the compositional factor, is karma. But not all karmas are compositional factor. The compositional factor, what the Buddha was talking about, that the second linkage, that is such a strong karma that you it can throw you as the samsara. That you can throw you at the any realms. That a very strong karma. That the strong karma called compositional factor, that is the motivated by the ignorance. Now the compositional factor. Compositional factor is so that will can throw you as the, now that you will look at the, when you reach at the path of the seed, you don't have, you might have the karma, but you will not have the, any compositional factor. But Saraji said that okay, other maybe they might say that there is compositional factor. But Saraji said when you reach the path of the seed, you will not have any compositional factor. Okay, so anyway, so that's a compositional factor. We reach the very strong karma which will throw in the samsara. So that the karma, so when the radio show, I could not explain this too much, but my point is that if I have a very good compositional factor or the karma which can throw him into the Italy, then he can born in the Italy. They say, yeah, that he have to create or commit that the good karma to born as especially in the human. That when your karma, very strong karma, when you act something, the karma will not live forever. So the moment of the karma ceased, the second, the karma is also momentary, so it will not live forever. The moment that when the karma ceased, karma will transform into the seed. That seed will reside in the consciousness. That's why they talk the third consciousness. Yeah, third is the consciousness. And consciousness, no? The karma will be when a very positive karma, but the karma will not live forever. So what will happen is after the moment when you commit to the very positive karma, that karma will transform into the seed or the imprint. That imprint will remain in the consciousness. That's why it talks of the third is a consciousness. Okay, very good. So again, we're talking about the consciousness. Yeah, so that's why the consciousness. So the consciousness is so-called the thought. Thought is the linkage. Whatever the action, what you can commit, positive or negative, so that will transform into the imprint on the seed. That seed will remain in the consciousness. So that's the thing. So that's the thing, the how generally, so this is the how the now the samsara works. One point, the samsara is very strange. Just few days back, I met quite a lot of people here. Then I met one person. He told me he's quite sick. So he was such a funny, strange disease. He told me that his disease was that his body is the immune system. That own immune system is trying to kill that some of the digestive in the intestine digestive systems. His own immune system. His own body immune system is not recognizing the, his own body cells. So he's going to attack and killing it. So I was so surprised that I told her I never heard of such a disease. But he told her that time the disease is not common at all in the third world and the second world. It's a common in the first world country. the moment when he told that, really, I thought, that's the samsara. So I was so surprised. I never heard like that disease, I told. Yeah, that's actually told quite common in the first world country. So it's not common at all in the third world and the second world country. Yes. So I feel, oh, wow. So I feel, oh, wow, very happy. And I feel, wow, how lucky I was born in Nepal. So Nepal is such a country with a lot of the dust. So I thought my immune system, at least it is not that of the become like that with not knowing the my own body cell. So I thought, really, there's samsara. So samsara is something like that, where it's a, nothing is perfect. So everything says something, there is a sum of the, the end perfect is there. So that's the samsara. He called that such a very funny name of that disease. So they don't, there's a not a fully treatment for that disease. Yeah. So that's why, so my talk is samsara. So samsara, that's the how the these three, now the when you create the karma, that karma will imprint, make an imprint of the consciousness. That consciousness imprint will then you make you born in the samsara. So that is the how the way goes to the samsara. Okay, now the consciousness, no? Now the dekharata, now we are name and form, isn't it? Then the six senses, no? Just ask them to read the page number 481. The second thing is name and form, six senses, yeah? No, the name and form. This is them. Now they are talking about when the beginning of the all, beginning of the all life, when the all life starts, when we are born, when the all life starts. So this talk about when the all life begin, beginning of the all this life. So generally, normally we feel that our life has begun from the day when we are born. Actually, not like that. Our life began much before than that. Hmm? So, yeah. So, like when you look at the day example, when you're born maybe the 1st June or like that. So, normally people feel that the day when you are born from the mother's womb, that is the starting point of the life. But the Buddhism point of view, the life starts much before than that. Our life starts much before than that. Let's go back to the since the when the consciousness enters into the mother's womb. There now the already the life, our life has already begun. So that the when the consciousness enters our womb, that's the term, that the state of that it called the name and form. So you can see in the liberation palm, it clearly mentioned that when the mothers and the fathers that the blood and the dead body, that the liquids when they join inside, so that the moment when the consciousness enter into that, so that after that moment they call the start the name and form. From there your life is already begun. One time, very interesting question. They asked the one question. When you look at the mother, when the mother is conceiving the baby, when in the mother's womb, when there are a lot of the, the fathers that the cell or the liquid cell, when they enter, there are the thousands of the liquid cell, they're going to enter into the dead mother's egg. But will there any difference if the what the cell there, that these all the thousand cells will have a different consciousness or it will be the one consciousness? When if the other cells enter into the mother's egg, will be the another life? Or it will be the same. Very interesting question someone asked. Is there any make any difference? Only one cell can go into the death mother's egg. Now make it very make it this point is a very put it in the very simple way. Put it in a very simple way. The father's the liquid cell, maybe there might be the thousands so that they will try to get into the mother's egg. Now the first one, if you get into that mother's egg and the 10th one get in the mother's egg and the 100th one get in the mother's egg, it will they make any difference? If the first one get in the mother's egg, maybe someone others will born. 10th will be enters into the mother's egg, will the you will be might born. Or the 100th, maybe someone else. Like that way it will happen or it doesn't matter whatever the father, the cells, whichever the cells enter into the mother's womb. It does it matter or is the it doesn't matter. It will born the different person or it will be the same person. Oh, so this is the question. So that's why that's the question. So Buddhism point of view, it doesn't matter. Because if you look at it very carefully in the liberation of palm, it said that when the father's the liquid cell and the mother's blood when they combine and develop, then only the consciousness enters. Consciousness enters much later. Whichever the father's liquid cell, maybe the 10th one or the 100th one or the 1000th one, whatever it's good, it doesn't matter from Buddhism point of view. But if someone asked this question, but I feel very intelligent. But the question is very interesting. Yeah, because maybe one thing, okay?
Yes.
So, You know, when the America here, they talk a lot of the interesting. Today, one very funny incident happened. So some point is that today that we went out and something a little bit the confusions that they have happens with the discussion. So they told me that this confusion is very interesting. They try to make us everything interesting. Even the confusion is, what's his interest with the confusion? This is when the confusion is confusion, it's a suffering. Okay. So, but the when I'm saying this question is interesting, okay? Really? So that makes a very big sense of this question, who asked? Okay, so that's why, if you read it very carefully, the liberation of palm. So it talks that the consciousness only enters after the fact that the liquid cell and the mother's blood join in the mother's egg. So whether it doesn't matter, the whichever the father's blood, liquid cells goes, it doesn't matter. Consciousness comes much later. So now you can read the liberation of palm. It said that the consciousness, when the moment, the later, the moment after the consciousness enter into the mother's womb, from that state we call the name and form. Name and form and start the state, yeah. Then slowly, then the six senses will be grow. Then the six senses grow. After that, and that's also these six senses grows in the mother's womb. They translate it as the six senses. I don't think that's a good translation. We have to say the six, not a sense. Six. Okay, one was at the contest do that. My teacher, what? Shiva means teacher. Okay, and then I teach it later. I want to do that. So that's why human lives are so precious. One point, yeah. So if you looked at that human, so get the one like this human, that as we can see, we have to spend the 9 months in the mother's womb. It's a, such a long period. So that's now. So slowly, then we will see that the six senses will grow. Then the six senses, after that, then the contact will grow. With contact, then feeling comes. Then the feeling like a pleasure feeling or unhappiness feeling or the neutral feeling, a lot of the feeling comes after the, when you have visuals of the six senses, we will start to have the contact. With that contact, then it will grow the feelings. Once we don't have the six senses, we won't have the contact. Once we don't have the contact, we won't generate the feelings. These feelings also comes from the with the contact. When you contact with the good things, then you will have the feeling of the joy feeling. When you have things bad contact, you are having, then you will generate the unhappiness or the sad or the negative. I mean, the feeling will arise. Okay, with that feelings, a lot of the negative things so that comes in the life. Now you look at the pictures. Now you can see that they give the, all the five languages a different, I mean, the different pictures, yeah. Now in the picture you will see that the feeling, that after the feeling it comes the craving. When you have a very pleasurable feelings, then you have a very strong craving towards that pleasure feeling. When you have a very, I mean, very unhappiness feeling or the some of the very, the uneasiness or the unwanted feelings, then you will generate a lot of the anger towards it. Yeah, so like that. Okay, so the feeling, isn't it? The feel. So craving, the eighth linkage, it will come the craving. Craving, yeah. Comes from the feeling, yeah. Just a few days back, I think 1 week back, someone had just ring the bell of the my apartment door, ring the bell. So the monk went in to see and he could not understand the English and he just came in and me and they told me that some people have came outside and they're really talking a lot. So he could not understand the English. He told me that, yeah. So then I went to see. So the two boys, I mean the very young age, around maybe 19 or 22 boys came. And they're just about the internet and all this. I mean the one company, I think they are sent from the one company and they talk about what the internet line I'm having and the, what they are having, the new plan, maybe 5 minutes or like that. They just talk about their promotions, so many things about that, their internet service with that company with me, yeah. So then he told me that what kind of the internet, I mean the plan I'm using. I told that I have no idea that someone else have get me that apartment, so I just came here for the give the lecture. So that the two boys asked that what lecture you are giving on what field. Then I told him they just guess because they are seeing as a micro, they told the religion. So I told no, I'm not giving any lecture on religion. I am giving the lecture regarding about the science of mind. then these two boys was asking me that, can you teach me the some words, some can you teach me the some point from the your topic. So then I told him that when you're coming, the my topics are very simple. In case if you are just coming to promote or the sell that you are playing, first thing is not like you just talk a lot. First thing is you have to listen, and the most important is to try to generate the attachment in the customer's mind towards your plan, craving towards your plan. That is a very easy job. So that's a kid, maybe after 19 or 20 years kid, but still quite intelligent. They understand that my point is that, wow. Then they ask me how to do that. So then I told them, come to the college to listen my lecture. So they were completely on board. Because they feel bored. Because to come to the college to listen the lecture, I think they have to pay. So they feel bored because they don't want to pay. So that's what the craving, the attachment. When you have the feeling, so let's talk about it is a craving. Craving is when you have a feeling, then the craving will arise. The craving is such a strong. With that craving, what will happen is whatever the karmic seeds what you are having, again, it will activate all these karmic seeds. So, okay. Okay, now maybe I'll stop here today. So maybe I will say some prayers specifically for the few minutes of question and session. Then I will say the prayer. Today is, I think, the second day that Vaisak is started. So I will say the one prayer. Yeah, Vaisak. So that this is the month of the way the Buddha was, Buddha achieved the enlightenment. So that's what the lunar calendar, the fourth of the month. I think that number is the same, I think. Same,
yes,
isn't
it? Yes, Mr.
Yeah, yeah. So what will we, okay, so I will say some prayer. We all maybe can say some prayer, but maybe I will say the prayer. So if I will leave for the 5-10 minutes. If they have any question, you can write down the question. If you don't have the question, then I would say the prayer. Yesterday is now the Vaisak month is starting. Yeah. Since it started from yesterday. So today is second, according to the Tibetan lunar calendar. Okay, any questions? I think now it's 11:30. So, 11:52, no?
Yes.
So maybe it's coming to the lunchtime over there. So, maybe, yeah. So, in this maybe 15 days from the today now on up till the 15th of the lunar calendar, if you can become the vegetarian for the 15 days, that's very good. At least if you cannot become the vegetarian, but at least you can reduce, okay? Reduce eating, yeah. Yeah, so that's in the 15 days. And especially if you can quit the alcohol for the 15 days, that will be very good. Yeah, for the 15 days, yeah. So, yeah. The third, especially now that if you become the for the vegetarian for the 15 days, it's very good, okay? So yeah. Only for this Vaisak, now just for the 15 days, yeah?
It is a question, Ramuji.
Okay.
It's about the Ganja set ending into the mother, the mother's womb. They're asking about for the twin case, like the mother will bear like two or three children, and then how can the many consciousness enter into enter into one place at the same time?
Okay, twins issue, not twins cases. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, twin cases, I said that one thing, Fong and the Fong's brother, twins, no? How many minute difference?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah? Okay, come on. So they consider the Fong as an elder, because he born 5 minutes earlier. From Buddhism point of view, I told that his brother is elder. Those who born before, it's called that their consciousness enter the later. Who consciousness enter the before, they will born later. Yes. That shows the consciousness don't enter simultaneously. First one consciousness enter, then the later consciousness enter. The who bonds before, that means that their consciousness enter before. So that's why the consciousness entering the different, that's why the consciousness in the, like this case is the, when the mother's egg might be the one, but when the consciousness can sometimes can the enter in the two or three. Got the, some space or like that. That's also the, because of karma. So, okay, very good. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so another
question,
yeah.
Rinpoche, this is question about dreaming. I usually dream of going to the very dirty toilet, dirty restroom. I don't know what it means. Can you explain for me?
I don't know. I remember the one thing. In the Tibetan language, we have the two language. One is a very polite manner, is an unpolite way. Every word have two words. One of the small kid monk, he speaks the Tibetan and the monastery. What he happened is that some word he used the very polite way. Some word he used not the common word in Tibetan. So I told him that why you didn't word that the polite word. Why you use that the common word? He told me that these polite, what he knows the polite word is, it's in the book. Now that others, that these polite words are not in the book, so he don't know that. So something like that, your question, I don't have that in my book. But if again, the one solution is there. Just Google it. Google it, write in the Google, so maybe you might get some answer. I think it doesn't make a big, it is not a big sense, okay? I think it's not a big issue at all. Whatever you do, but you don't have to be you don't have to take it serious. Okay, any other questions?
The next question is, so I just have three statues. One is the Shakyamuni Buddha, one is the White Dara, and one is Vajrasattva. Yeah. So how can I arrange those statues and the altar?
One is what?
One is Shakyamuni Buddha.
Oh, that would be in the center, okay?
One is
then maybe White Dara, you can put it on the left. Then the Vajrasattva, put it on the right.
On the left of the Buddha?
Yeah. Center, you keep the Buddha Shakyamuni, okay? Mm? Okay, we'll stop here, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Tewa Shimba Duwe?
Shimba Duwe.
Kado Shimba Kazedo?
Shimba Chikdu.
So
the question is, the consciousness when it gets rebirth, it takes rebirth, and it when the own body dies, and then it takes rebirth into another bodies. So why is it happening? Like someone can remember the past life, but someone don't.
Okay. Now this issue is a very lengthy explanation I have to give. This is the very lengthy, otherwise you don't understand. Some can remember, some cannot remember. Most interesting thing is that most of the kids who remember that they are past life, 90% their past life mostly died in an accident. Right now, I've seen in the newspaper and all this time the research on the children who remember that they are past life. Most of the children who remember their past life in the 90% cases who died in an accident. 90%, I'm not saying the 100%, okay? Yeah, so it happens the way it happens already. So it happens, that's the question. Huh? So this issue is something like a very, when we look at a very, this issue, maybe I will try to make it very simple, okay? Two way I will try to explain, simple way to the complicated way, okay? Simple way, some have the karma to remember, some don't have the karma to remember. That is a very simple, that's a very simple way. Does it make any sense? Quite ridiculous or what? If you feel doesn't make not much sense, then I will go to the complicated way. Now, complicated way. Now you look at the consciousness. There are the consciousness, yeah. And there are different labels. One is a very gross label. One is a subconscious label. So one is a very subtle label. Okay, I'm a bit sorry. Okay, today I'll take a walk about 1 hour, the hiking in the mountains and the trails. Yeah, 1 hour hiking I went, yeah. Neck was I need all under the scratch stretch. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, label, three labels. Now the consciousness label is a different label: gross label, subconscious label, very settled label. I can give you the one example. You can meditate. Maybe how many minutes you can meditate? 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. In the dream state, have you ever tried to thought to meditate? How many seconds you can meditate in the dream state? Try to meditate in the dream state, however. I'm sure that you cannot meditate at all, dream state. Even you cannot focus more than 5 seconds in the dream state. Because the consciousness becomes the very subconscious level. When the subconscious level of the consciousness, it's more difficult to control, more difficult to train. Now if you look at the very subtle consciousness, even more difficult to train. Okay? Today you can remember the whatever you did yesterday. Today maybe you can remember the what you did the few days back. You can remember it. Mainly reason that you remember it, whatever the action yesterday you did, that action will bring the some imprints of the consciousness. That imprint you are having, that imprint in your consciousness, that's where you can remember it. That imprint up till now, we can bring that imprint only on the mind of the gross mind and the subconscious mind. Example, in the dream state also you can remember your name. Dream state, you can remember your husband and the wives or the children's or the parents' name, you can bring, remember it. Because that the imprint still carry in the subconscious state. But some imprint you cannot carry in the subconscious, like a dream state. Example, like when sometimes in the dream state, you cannot fully be aware and fully not remember your potential. Example, in the dream state, when you are flying, you will be not that much of a shock. Because in that moment that you don't have that to remember, you cannot remember that you are fully what the potential you are having. So that means that some points of the subconscious level, some of the imprints we can carry. But the subtle consciousness level, very difficult to carry the imprints on it. But when the person dies and they are taking the rebirth, that time the subtle consciousness is moving. So if you can carry some imprint on that subtle consciousness, then the children who carry them, they can remember their past life. Does it make it? Jifong, you got my point, no?
Yes, Mujer.
How many percent you got it?
Like 80%.
80%? Of course, you're missing the 20%. So now, okay, I will repeat it again, okay?
Yes, Mujer.
And then just be very frank, okay? If you get 100%, tell 100%, okay? If you get a 90%, tell me 90%, okay?
Yes, Mujer.
So
yes,
how many percent you got it?
I think it's 90.
Okay, now 10%. Yes. Shall I repeat once again?
Yes, Mujer.
Shall I repeat? Okay.
Yes.
I forgot. Okay. Okay. So it's like that. Okay. When you remember that what you did yesterday, day before yesterday. So whatever example, day before yesterday, you went a very long drive. So that the long drive, just truly remember that what you have, the very long drive. Because that, so after the long drive, that is the one type of action. That will bring some imprints in our gross consciousness. When they get the imprints, because of that imprint, we can remember. Even in the dream state, where consciousness is very subconscious, but that subconscious carry some imprints. That's why even in the dream state, you can remember your parents' names or your name or so many names. But that state, sometimes we are fully not, cannot remember so many things. In the dream state, I think you hardly remember what food you eat yesterday and which hotel you went to 1 or 2 days back. That's quite difficult to remember in the dream state because the subconscious will carry less imprints. Now, When you look at the very subtle consciousness, it carries the very less imprints. In that subtle consciousness, it can carry some of the imprints of what you have did. Then you can remember the next life, or then you can remember your past life, what you did. Because from life to another life, from this life to the next life, the subtle consciousness is strongly. So that if there any imprints, if you can put that any imprints on that subtle consciousness, so if the in that then the next life, then you can remember what you did in this life. You got it. Because the gross up till now, all the functionings by our mind is mostly our mind is dominated by the gross consciousness. Because the gross consciousness, whenever the gross consciousness is activated, subconscious and subtle consciousness it cannot activate. Fong, you got my point now?
Yes, Mr.
Yeah. What's this one? Okay, now okay, you translate it. I'll go and eat something. Okay, so maybe I'll stop here. Maybe next session, maybe I'll explain that. So it will little bit more explain. We have to go to how it works. So maybe I'll say the prayer, okay? Now. So I will say the Guru Puja. Yeah, Guru Puja. So I will say the Guru Puja. So that is comes from So also, yeah. If you can write the person who passed away and the names, and we will say for that, yeah, Guru Puja, and it's from the highest Yoga Tantra. Okay, sick people, and just you can see all the sick people, so I'll pray for all the sick people and the person who passed away. Yeah, person who passed away and the sick people and all these people, just pray for them, yeah. Yeah, okay. So I will say the prayer, okay? Okay, if you can all hear me also, then when I say this, maybe also it will become the oral transmission of the Guru Puja, okay? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, okay? Thank you.